If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
We like to think we have TV all figured out, don't we? Every trope that television falls back on has been nitpicked and mocked to the point where most of us think we got it all nailed down. But then comes along the shows that surprise us. And the main way they do this is through characters and their story arcs. This mostly comes from the fact that when you relate to a character, you like to think you know where their story is going. Because hey, this or that choice is what we would make in those situations, right? Whether for good or for ill, these 10 characters ended their run in their respective shows in very different places from where they started, and likely no one watching had any idea that they would end up where they did. I have, and I have always been, Ori Styler, and these are 8 TV characters who changed in unexpected ways. Number 8, Katara, Avatar, The Last Airbender. Part of constructing this list, and what makes it so difficult, is removing hindsight and going back to when the show first premiered. After all, provided the show is good, of course, it looks obvious that a character went this or that way. But at the time, who could have predicted that meek novice Katara would have become a master of the freaking ocean? Like the art of waterbending itself over the course of the series, Katara seems more of a healer at best. But as the show goes on, Katara, and waterbending as a whole, is revealed to be flat out freaking scary. So, seeing what Katara pulls off with it later on in the show blows your mind out the back of your head. Like the rest of the female cast that the show accrues across its run, Katara becomes a frightening, staggering, badass powerhouse, and it's really something special to see play out. You go, girl. Number 7. Skye, aka Daisy, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. If there is one genuinely worthwhile thing the otherwise kind of mediocre Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. brought us, it was the journey of Daisy from flighty hacker to unstoppable superheroine. When we first meet Daisy, she goes by the name Skye and is a very different kind of character from where she is right now. Not only is her personality vastly different from where she ends up in later seasons, her role is much less defined and kind of redundant. After all, Fitz and Simmons handle the tech stuff just fine, so there's really no need for her hacking skills. Then season 2 rolled around, and keeping with it being the best season in the show, you lot can debate that in the comments, one of the best twists in the story is revealed. Skye's real name is Daisy, and she is an Inhuman. While Grant Ward turning out to be a Hydra agent becomes clear if you know what signs to look for, this came right out of left field in the best way. Daisy started the show with not having a lot to actually do or contribute to the team. And now she's easily the most important member, which is the kind of reversal we can all get behind. Number 6. Chuck McGill, Better Call Saul. The biggest surprise of the first 3 seasons of Better Call Saul was seeing the shocking downward spiral of Jimmy's brother, Chuck. Jimmy and Chuck take the cake for easily the most toxic sibling relationship in television history. While the season 3 finale makes clear that the two used to be really close, it makes equally clear that those days are long gone, and now there's nothing but utter contempt. And yet no one expected it to end for Chuck the way it did. Throughout the show, we've seen Chuck do nothing but sabotage Jimmy at every turn, convinced that there's no way his delinquent brother has changed his ways. And yet his last appearance suggests that the toxicity of their relationship is more mutual than the audience was led to believe. After all, the show makes perfectly clear that Jimmy isn't trustworthy, having spent his whole life letting his brother down. It doesn't really matter who was the worst of the two brothers in the end, seeing as how Chuck ends himself at the finale of season 3. Number 5, Dr. Melfi, The Sopranos. The basic idea of The Sopranos is, what if a mob boss went to therapy? So of course, the therapist in that situation probably wouldn't come out of such an experience the way they went in, you know what I mean? Enter Dr. Melfi, the therapist to one Tony Soprano. Dr. Melfi is the audience's look into the mind of someone they otherwise probably wouldn't even try to sympathize with, and for good reason. The show is very clever at making you see the human side of Tony Soprano, while also making clear that nothing he says or does justifies or excuses the crimes he commits, all of which is portrayed through Dr. Melfi, trying to get into his head and sometimes try to survive being around him. The most shocking part of her development comes right at the end of the show. Dr. Melfi learns that sometimes criminals would just use the therapy they go through to justify or reinforce their law-breaking worldview. So, not wishing to be in any way affiliated with Tony anymore if she can't stop him from breaking the law, she kicks him out of her office for good. When first viewing, most audiences probably expect Tony to be the one to break off their relationship, but the fact that it was Melfi was an excellent twist for the last season of the show. Number 4, Daenerys Targaryen, Game of Thrones. So far, we've talked about unexpected character arcs that ultimately proved positive and that made the show better by their unexpected nature. But we couldn't make this list without at least one bad example, so might as well take yet another crack at poor Dany. Don't worry, we won't take too much of your time, since there's basically nothing we can say about the heel turn Daenerys takes in the last season of Game of Thrones that folks like the incomparable Lindsay Ellis haven't said already. After 8 seasons of her freeing slaves and toppling tyrants, Benioff and Weiss thought that the best way to cap off her journey and the logical conclusion it was obviously heading towards was for her to become one such tyrant herself. There's a lot, and I do mean a lot, about season 8 that makes it the infamous train wreck that it is. But this heel turn is a perfect encapsulation of it all. It was completely out of left field, fundamentally misunderstood the character, was nowhere near as smart as it thought it was, and was far too focused on subversion and surprise than actually telling a good story. Number 3, Cassandra, Tangled, the series. Another reason Game of Thrones season 8 sucked? A Disney show for little kids did exactly what it did with Daenerys, but leagues better. If you haven't seen the recently completed Tangled, the series, fix that immediately. Anyone who didn't catch it while it was airing missed out on easily the best Disney show since Gravity Falls and Gargoyles, and the best showcase of this cartoon's top-tier writing, animation, and story structure is Cassandra. When we first meet Cass, she is the straight man to Eugene's crazy schemes and Rapunzel's flower child naivety. But as the show goes on, we learn more and more about her. Not only does she have a bad habit of hogging all the best songs in the show, mostly because Eden Espinosa is the best singer in a cast full of great singers, but she also has the mother of all inferiority complexes and possesses an obsessive desire to prove her worth. We also learn that she's the biological daughter of Mother Gothel, and that Gothel abandoned her when she kidnapped Rapunzel. As you can imagine, this causes something of a rift between the two otherwise stout-hearted friends, to the point where Cassandra seizes the evil counterpart to the Sundrop, the Moonstone, and tries to destroy Corona as punishment for being lied to and underestimated her entire life. I could give away more, but too much has been given away already, and you really should just go and watch it on Disney Plus. Cassandra is one of the best Disney characters in decades, bar none. Number 2, Hank Schrader, Breaking Bad. The story of Breaking Bad's Hank Schrader can best be summed up with the term percussive maintenance, where you beat on a broken piece of machinery until it decides to work. Hank Schrader started off as the swaggering tough guy brother-in-law to main character Walter White. A walking, talking statement on the most obnoxious aspects of masculinity, he made an easy-to-hate foil for season 1 Walt. But as the show went on, and Walt became harder and harder to root for, the more likable and compelling Hank became at the same time. Most of this comes from the story constantly meeting his casual, racist, and sexist attitude and reckless braggadocio with swift, harsh punishment. Fortunately, Hank is smart, and only when he stops getting in his own way and letting his vices control him does he start really getting on Heisenberg's trail. Unfortunately, that very growth is arguably what leads him to his death. The Hank we leave in Ozymandias is continents apart from the one we met in the first episode of season 1, and it's definitely nowhere we thought he would go when we first saw him. Number 1, Steven Universe, Steven Universe and Steven Universe Future. We tend not to think about what kid characters in children's shows go through. The latest episode of Steven Universe Future recontextualizes Steven's entire journey, taking it from a fun science fantasy epic about a kid and his space mums defending the Earth, and turning it into a tragedy about a young boy robbed of his childhood and irreparably scarred. The poor boy has spent practically his entire life in a way between two planets, and anyone who has seen the show will tell you the dark shit he's seen during that time. It shouldn't surprise us as much as it does when Future comes along to lay out the scars those experiences have given him. But it does. The topics covered in Steven Universe Future not only reframe everything that's come before, but they explore what they do with a depth, nuance, and maturity no show before or since has quite done. The show isn't quite over yet, but pretty much everyone watching it knows in the back of their minds that Steven will come out all right. But if there's anything to take from the changes Steven has been going through throughout this show, it's that there's a world of difference between all right and okay.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.